For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. With the coronavirus forcing schools across Kentucky and the nation to shut down, educators are being pushed into new territory. Rhonda Miller talked with a husband and wife, both teachers in Owensboro Public Schools, who are expanding the boundaries of the classroom to keep students engaged while they're learning at home.
When it became clear that Owensboro Public Schools would close down to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, sixth grade social studies teacher Joshua Sullivan says educators leaped into action.
And so the school district actually set up Google Classroom to have special NTI classes.
NTI stands for non-traditional instruction, when learning continues during the time school is out. Before the pandemic, that was usually for snow days. NTI days do not have to be made up at the end of the school year. The last day of classroom instruction for Owensboro Public Schools was Friday, March 13th. All students in the district in grades 6 through 12 have a Chromebook. But administrators know that about 12% of students don't have internet at home. So with educators preparing 10 days of lessons at a time, Sullivan says they made the most of getting the materials to students while they were still in school.
We had a very simple 3 or 4 step process during the school day that all the kids did this on their computers, and it downloaded everything onto their computer so that they could access those 10 days worth of lessons without internet.
Sullivan says he creates his own video lessons, an important tool teachers are using now.
Like, I have videos that they could watch that kind of walked them through democracy in ancient Greece and how it was different than the democracy we have here.
But Sullivan says he misses what he can offer in the classroom.
You know, it's harder for me to check to make sure the kids know what they're doing and that they understand things. It's easier when I can stand up in front of the class and talk about it, demonstrate it, walk them through it. And here, I don't necessarily have that option.
Here, for Joshua Sullivan, means working in the game room of the home he shares with his wife, teacher Sarah Sullivan, and their 5-year-old daughter. They've turned the kitchen into an office where Sarah Sullivan teaches her advanced math students from Owensboro Middle School and her Algebra 2 class from Owensboro High School. Sarah Sullivan says she's adjusted the schedule to make it more convenient for students to join the online classes.
Right now, teachers are just expected to work from 9 to 2. Of course, we're working way beyond that, just getting things ready. But I mean, that's the time period that we're to be available for students. And some of my classes would have started at 7:30. Well, I'm trying not to start any classes at 7:30 because I don't think most of my high schoolers are out of bed until 1 o'clock.
She uses Google Meet video conferencing to teach live classes.
We utilize a text message system that had been set up at the beginning of the year. We use Remind. It's called Remind. And so I usually will send them a text that says, you know, hey, I'm sending you the Google Meet link.
Joshua Sullivan has about 90 students in his 4 social studies classes. He says in this unusual time, it's important to reach out and connect with students and their families.
When you've got 90 kids, it's hard to contact everybody, but my wife and I both called some of our students and said, hey, how's it going? And what can we do to help you? Do you need anything? We got good response from the parents, that they were pretty happy that we were reaching out like that.
He says teaching without a classroom does make him consider the non-academic parts of being an educator.
I want to make sure that my kids have everything they need. You know, my biggest concern is not the social studies content, but do you have food today? Are you safe? You know, what can I do to help you if you need anything? And luckily, so far, we haven't had any issues.
For now, technology is the vital link that allows students and teachers to continue the academic year. But there are elements of being in a classroom, in person, that are just not the same over a computer screen. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.